And joining us right now is the insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, a longtime friend of mine, Dave Spadaro. David, welcome to the show.
Vic, great to be here. We're going to see a lot of you in the next couple of weeks.
We really are, man. I was just going to say, if you wanted to just kind of maybe leave some stuff, you don't even have to like repack for the trips. But this is an interesting – let's start with that. It's such an interesting and weird juxtaposition of games, playing the third preseason game, these two teams, on tomorrow night, and then turning around and meeting in the regular season opener. How awkward do you see that?
I think it really impacts the whole planning of the preseason. I mean, the Eagles played their starters in kind of the dress rehearsal game on Monday night, and then they're coming back for this game, and they're going to play the starters for, they say, up to a quarter. Now, it certainly throws things off. I mean, it's not just this game, though, Vic. It's the final three preseason games are played in a span of 11 days. So
right.
They really jammed this whole thing in. I feel like the roster battles have been decided almost. I mean, I feel like it's time to get to the regular season, and there's still two preseason games left. But having seen so much practice, having seen the depth chart go one way to the other, I feel like, 50 of the 53 roster spots or something like that are already selected. So it's hard to get up for this game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would say that would be the case, especially for the Eagles having played Monday night. I mean, from the Browns' perspective, you can see the starters playing a good portion of this game for them still, but keeping very mindful of the fact that you don't want to show anything whatsoever to the Eagles and vice versa. But in the Eagles' case, it's about personnel usage. And right off the bat, I mean, you've got a situation at quarterback that you didn't want to deal with Michael Vick taking that blow to the ribs Monday night and dealing with that. So even if I guess it would be regardless of how these games were positioned with the season opener a couple of weeks later, Vick would be a guy that would be sitting out this game. What's his status, number one? And number two, how do you see Andy Reid handling the starting group for this game?
Well, his status is recovering. The injury is not a severe injury. He'll be fine for September 9th. And when the team gets back from Cleveland back to Philadelphia Sunday, Michael likely would be on the practice field. They have a 10-10-10 practice on Sunday, so I would expect to see him there. And then it's just a matter of, Vic trying to get sharp and trying to get this offense on the same page, having thrown just 7 passes in the preseason, and they're going to go to the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns are going to blitz them, and they're going to try to hit Michael Vick, and it's just the same routine. I mean, teams are it's very simple what teams are doing. They're coming after Michael, and they're hitting him, and he's been, exposed to a lot of punishment throughout his career, and certainly a couple of injuries here early in the preseason. So, they'll practice hard, and they'll, try to get everybody up to speed for September 9th here in the next couple of weeks. As far as Friday night goes,
yeah.
Nick Foles, the third-round draft pick, who's looked great. He leads the NFL in passer rating, take it for what it's worth here, in the preseason.
Right.
Big kid, 6'6", 243, throws a beautiful football, has, exceeded everybody's expectations at this point, and he'll be the starting quarterback, and he'll probably play at least a half with Trent Edwards finishing up. The starter's expected to play about a quarter. I think the left tackle, King Dunlap, will play a little bit more than that, but
okay.
They're going to get this. They want to simulate, at least for the starting team, that Sunday, Thursday back-to-back situation that they'll face later in the season.
Just how to deal with that and
yeah.
Turn around for a tight schedule. We're visiting with Dave Spadaro, the insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Dave, another topic about this game, because of the Browns' first preseason game, going against the Lions in that wide nine defensive look that the Eagles also play. And, from a Browns perspective, they want, everyone, the coaching staff especially, wants to see how the linemen, especially a young guy like Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, is able to handle this concept of the defensive line putting tackles out on an island and really not worrying about anything but tearing after the quarterback. Give me a sense of how the Eagles play that, their defensive front, and what kind of challenge is Mitch and the rest of the offensive line of the Browns in for?
Well, it's not only the scheme that's so impressive and aggressive. This team is loaded up front defensively. I mean, they bring 8, 9, 10, and in really, when you look at the quality of the players, there are 11 linemen on this team, Vic, who really deserve to be part of the 53-man roster. It's going to be very difficult to do that, of course. They come after you. They get up the field. Jim Washburn, the defensive line coach, wants his linemen to get off the ball, get up the field, and cause havoc. And it's very difficult. The Steelers, 7 sacks on Monday night against New England, a ton of pressure. They've actually done a pretty good job against the run here in the 2 preseason wins, which has helped by an improvement at the linebacker position. But for your line, it's absolutely a huge test, and it probably will be a good testing ground for what they'll see a couple of weeks after that when the Eagles open the season in Cleveland. But, you know, whether it's Trent Cole starting or whether it's this kid Phillip Hunt, who's a second-year player, played in the CFL, tore it up there. He's had 3 sacks in the first 2 preseason games, has looked great in training camp. Everybody kind of expected him to take the next step. The first-round draft pick, Fletcher Cox, you know, they bring in Vinnie Curry in the 3rd round. They come after you relentless, wave after wave after wave, and they wear you down.
How's Andy Reid doing? We know, of course, the story, very sad, sad story earlier this month with the death of his oldest son, Garrett Reid. How's he coping with things? And I know he got right back to work so quickly, just astonishingly. And I know you know this man well, and you're around him all the time. What's it been like with Andy so far?
You know, I won't pretend to tell you, Vic, that I know what's going on deep in his mind. You know, from a business standpoint and relationship standpoint, he's focused in on being the head coach here, and this is kind of his home away from home, his family away from family. So from that standpoint, you know, he's been business as usual. I don't know what goes on in his private life. I don't know what the agony that he's feeling, but he's kept everything. He's tried to keep it as in the background as possible. Doesn't want it to be a distraction for the football team. And really, you wouldn't know a difference with Andy Reid, and just in terms of his day-to-day dealing with the football team, being the head coach, being the vice president of football operations.
Well, that's, it's, again, unfathomable what he dealt with, but I do see a guy who seems immersed in his work as long as I've known Andy. We just wish him and his family the best the whole way through. Well, great stuff from you, David. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night and again a couple of weeks later.
Vic, my pleasure, and looking forward to seeing you and seeing what this Browns team is all about, one of the intriguing teams in the NFL.
I agree. All right, he is Dave Spadaro, insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.